today. We're going to talk a little bit about our walk with the Lord and why we go through the things that we go through sometimes. There are times that evil will come upon us and give us bad things. And there are times that God's just testing us, giving us trials, so we can learn and mature from that. But whatever is going on in our lives, God allows things to happen to show us other things. We want to be fearful of God. I think this newer, maybe Christian movement, maybe not so much, I don't know. I don't really know what I'm talking about on that. But a lot of us think, well, you know, I'm a Christian, so if I sin every once in a while, that's okay. But we really need to fear God. We need to fear Him. He's a wrathful God. He is a God of mercy and grace, but we need to honor Him and fear Him. And if we fear Him, He gives us wisdom. And if He gives us wisdom, we're going to be able to walk in power. And if we walk in power, these things that happen to us, like the car breaks down, you need new tires, like me, or, you know, the electric bill is high, whatever these things are, or you don't feel good, you know, you get a stomach bug or something, that when these things happen to us, as we mature with the Lord, it's not like, oh my gosh, oh, this is happening to me, oh. It's like, okay, whatever's going on, it's okay because God's got my back. God's in control. And I have noticed the past 2 years with me that if things had happened like 5 years ago that have happened now, I would have reacted a lot differently back 5 years ago. So you can see that you grow with the Lord. You mature in the Lord. And during that maturity, this is our thing, people. This is our thing. We are here to go out and spread the gospel. That's our number one priority. And sometimes we've got to step out of our boxes, our comfort zone, and speak the word, speak the truth. The other thing that God wants us is to go through all of these trials and these tribulations. That's why it says be happy that you're going through these. Because God's teaching you something. God is teaching you something. Just like my girlfriend, her little grandbaby gets away with murder. Not murder, but you know what I'm saying. Gets away with everything. Spoiled. And my friend, I said, you know what? I was over there one day. I went, I'm going to give you a pow-pow, you know. No, you're not. Yo, but I can. I will. I'm not scared to give you pow-pows. But I told her, I went, look, I'm not saying her name. This is, kids want that discipline because they want that boundaries so they know that they you love them. Too. Yeah, and they need it. Well, and yes. So now she pops her sometimes on her little fanny or sits her down on the fireplace or whatever. And now the little girl's not so spoiled. She's like, oh, okay, I'm going to get in trouble now. I better think twice about that. Maybe that's how we should be. Maybe I don't think God's going to give us a pow-pow. But I know that we go through trials all the time. It seems like we're in valleys and then things go good. We think, ah, everything's rocking and rolling. And all of a sudden, boom, oh no, here we go again. I know Jim must feel that way. With, you know, it was this, it was that, and now it's the freezer door. And, you know, stuff. It's so hard to go through things sometimes. And you just want to throw your hands up. Am I disappointed about my eye? And did I cry about it? Yes. But I'm like, you know what, God? Whatever happens, it's fine with me. God, whenever you want to take me, it's fine with me. But I told my daughter-in-law, Jerry, I said, when I go, Kimmy and Josh, you better take care of them because they're going to be the ones that are really going to freak out. The others will survive just fine. But we have to know that God loves us. And that's why we have things in our lives that we're going through, to work through, to get God's wisdom. And whatever we go through, we can help somebody else. Hey, yeah, I understand. I understand what you're going through. Maybe give them some advice.
this is what God did in my life. You don't tell them, well, this is what you're going to have to do, like I do y'all sometimes, where you're just going to have to do this and that. God prefers us to say, well, maybe God would prefer you do this, or you pray about that. Anyway, our other thing that God wants from us is our time. He wants us to read the Word. He wants us to praise Him. And He wants us to not have expectations on people, and certainly not yourself. He's tired of His people cutting themselves down. Oh, I'm too fat. Oh, God wouldn't love me because my nose is big. Oh, I'm ugly. Oh, my hair is ugly. Oh, blah, blah. You're telling God, hey, you didn't create me right. I'm beautiful in God's eyes. I may not be beautiful in Jim's eyes, but I am in God's eyes. Did you know that, Jim? You don't even know. Well, that's a compliment. I'll take it as a compliment, even though it was
a mess. I'm just beautiful in His eyes. Ever.
We're all beautiful in God's eyes, and that's why we have to be accepting of one another. And especially at home, quit putting expectations on your spouses, on your kids, on people at work, or other people. Quit expecting people to be a certain way and do certain things. Number one, you're going to be let down, because people will always let you down, but God never will. Now, you have to pray very diligently on that. You have to get to a point where I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to gossip about this person. I'm just going to pray for them and go on. And that's what you got to do. And when you're out, ask somebody, hey, do you need prayer? And they may look you in the face and go, no, I don't do that. You know, whatever. Well, they really do need prayer. Give me your name anyway. I think you need prayer. We've got to know that God wants us more Jesus-like. More and more and more and more. He wants us to mature in Him. He wants us to know that whatever we're going through, Jesus already died for all of it. Jesus has a purpose and plan for you. Well, I can't do anything, Priscilla. I can't do anything. I have this going on, I have that going on, and there's just no way I can do that. If you're breathing, God has a purpose and plan for you. The day you were conceived to the day you died, God has a purpose and plan for you. God had a plan for me. Now, being married to a pastor, I would have never thunk it. But, you know, it was a good thing. So, don't give up the ship. Don't be like Peter and ask to be out there with Jesus and then start looking at his circumstances and falls in the water. Walk on the water to Jesus. Keep your faith. Keep encouraging. When you're down, encourage somebody else. Get your mind and thoughts off of yourself. Encourage somebody else. It's easier said than done lots of times. But, you know, we've just got to stick together. We've got to be more mature in our walk with God. That's what it's all about. He wants us to, the day we got saved, yes, hallelujah, boy, we were on fire. We were just, yeah, we're going to do this and that. And sometimes we get lax in our, how we do, how we worship, how we, you know, oh, I don't really want to go to church today. I don't really want to do this. I don't really want to pray today. Hey, if you don't want to pray today, just go, Lord, I don't know how to pray today. Will you help me? And just, you know, He wants that intimacy with us. He created you. You're beautiful. You are beautiful in God's eyes. So let's start thinking, okay, I am a child of the King. I am worthy of His love because His Son died on the cross for me. I am going to disciple. I am going to be strong, and I'm going to go out and tell people about Jesus. I'm going to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. I want people to see Jesus in me. I want people to see light in me. I want people to go, hey, I want what she's got. Hey, I want what they have. hey, that church is where I want to go because I want what they do. They pray so hard and they see things happening. They see things happening. God's moving. Is it kind of yucky that there's only six of us? Maybe. But you know what? God's in control. God has got a plan for Bartimaeus. And he's got a purpose for us. Let's start walking the walk. Let's be fearful of God. Let's turn things over to God. Let's not put expectations on people. Let's try to love people the way that God does. Let's extend our hands and lift up, not put down. And, you know, I think it's just going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Even though things look so bad and you think, oh my goodness, things are going to be okay. You're going to have bad times. And my heart goes out. I have a lot of sympathy for people. Like when Don tells me he's having trouble with his arm and had to get it in his neck, my heart gets really sad for him. I'm so glad God gave me a heart of kindness like that. I mean, it is sometimes to where when I'm praying for y'all, I cry for you. I just love everybody here. Jim's got the bestest sense of humor. He just cracks me up. You're just a great guy, man. You are just a great one. You're a great guy. I hate you can't see that. No, I'm kidding. But
you know what they wouldn't. If she and Deborah and Jim weren't here, were not blind, we wouldn't know them.
No.
That just goes along with being in the church.
Right. And you're so faithful. You and Donna picking people up. Deborah is so cool. I mean, she's soft-spoken. She's not like a loud mouth like me, but God made me this way. I love it. I love myself. Deborah is soft-spoken. I love that about her. She's always concerned about other people. Like I said, she may be quiet, but Deborah, we always know you're here. We love you. Pastor, I love to heckle him. I love to give him a hard time. I think he's awesome. Him and Miss Linda are, like I said, one of the smartest people I know. Don Potts is the other one. Mm-hmm. I mean, can say scripture.
I'm smart at it.
Well, that's okay.
Well, Alan is smart. You too.
Yeah, there's some smartness there, though. I mean, it's just so nice, the uniqueness that we have. But let's remember that we've got to put God first. And if there's things that we're not putting God first in our life, you need to do that. And that's for me too. That's for me too. So let's remember to put God first. Don't put expectations on people, especially spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, relationships. Don't put those expectations. And if you have a problem, communicate. That's what it's all about. That's what God wants us to do, is communicate. Communicate with Him. I love you, God. You woke me up this morning. There was this lady, I think she's in her 80s probably. She went, we went to the pool the other day, will you go with us? And I thought, bless your little heart. I mean, they have a handrail that goes down in the water. And I said, I wish I could, but I just had cataracts from them. I can't get in water for a while, pool. But I mean, it's the little things. The little things. Let's not overlook the little things. Let's not overlook the little people, too. Let's not overlook any of us. Know that I'm praying for y'all. Pastor's praying for y'all. Please keep praying and praying for your pastor. If you're being attacked and you're having things that are going on, you know he's getting doubled of that. And I'm not claiming that on you, Pastor. I'm just saying where he's at and he's teaching, he's going to get attacked more. The enemy thinks if I can make him and Linda get a little mad at each other, you know, maybe work go wrong and they're fighting and he doesn't have peace, maybe I'll give him a little pain, maybe I'll make him a little agitated, then he won't be able to do what he has to for his church people. He's getting attacked too. That's why we pray for one another. please pray for me because I'm crazy. I'm not crazy crazy, but I'm crazy. I love being around people. I love y'all. Like I say, I pray for y'all every morning. It's a ritual I have in the shower. Every morning I pray for y'all. I love y'all. This church will grow when God wants it to. Do we still need to invite people? Well, of course. Do we still need to disciple people? Yes, we need to go out and present the gospel. So whatever it is we're needing to do, let's be knowledgeable of that and listen to the Holy Spirit, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and your kindness, and thank you that we are supposed to fear you. You are our Father, and when we mess up, we will be disciplined. I thank you for that because it's only molding me and creating me into a more Christian that you want me to be. You want me to be Jesus-like, and that's what I want, Father. Help us with our sin, God. Help us to lay our sin down. And thank you that things that we hold on to, but when we finally let them go, you give us something a lot better. Thank you for a pastor that's super cool. Thank you that he loves us. Thank you for Jim. Thank you for Deborah, Brenda, and Dawn. And thank you that we're committed to Bartimaeus Baptist Church. Thank you, Father. We give this time to you now. Be with the music. And we just ask blessings in Jesus' holy name. Amen.